Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Hopefully you're getting over this hump day. Going to try to help a little bit on the way with the Joe Rose Show. Talking to John Crotty about that huge Heat win last night. I need a hero. We got one. Also, Dan Le Batard Show. Got some Michael Doliak songs for you to celebrate the Heat win. Then Hawk and Crowder. We own 5, 5, 5. Plus, Crowder's got a vasectomy story. Ooh, let's move on from there and get some headlines. The Heat advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals last night, defeating Milwaukee 103-94. They will play the winners of Celtics-Raptors, who tip off tonight at 6:40, with Boston up 3-2 in the series. Also this evening in the NBA playoffs at 9, the Clippers take on the Nuggets, with LA up 2-1 in the series. The Marlins blank the Braves 8-0 yesterday. The Fish go for the three-game sweep of Atlanta tonight at 7. ACC basketball coaches are expected to propose a basketball tournament in 2021 that will include all D1 teams. The NCAA will make a decision on winter sports next week. Inter Miami has traded Lee Nguyen to New England. Miami plays Atlanta United tonight at 8. The Canes are making final adjustments in preparation for tomorrow's season opener against UAB at 8. Listen to it here on 560 The Joe. Oklahoma City coach Billy Donovan will not return to the team next season in 5 seasons at OKC. Donovan won over 60% of his games. Jalen Ramsey and the Rams have agreed to a 5-year, $105 million contract with over $70 million guaranteed. It is the largest deal ever for a cornerback. Tonight at 8, in Game 2 of the NHL Eastern Conference Finals, it's the Lightning taking on the Islanders, with Tampa leading the series 1-0. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A goat in Georgia recently jumped in a cop car and ate some civil papers and tickets. I need that goat. To celebrate his 100th birthday, an Illinois man went scuba diving. I have a feeling when I'm 100, I'll be under 2, but not underwater. Probably under the ground. A student in Asia was rushed to the hospital after sitting on the toilet, then having a snake come up through the commode and bite the tip of his penis. And you thought you were having a bad day. Now on to weather. Tonight's forecast, rainy with temperatures around 80. This morning, the Joe Rose Show hopped up. Why? Because they're hopped up on the Heat win. They're talking to former Heat guard John Crotty. He's also one of the announcers for the Heat. Talking about, did you know that we were going to be this good? Also, the hero of the night. Do we need another piece, or should we just ride or die with what we got? Jay Crowder going two ways. Is Giannis staying in Milwaukee, and who do you like, Clippers or Lakers?
We did, and we do. I want our guys to just step back, at least for a night, if not two nights, and just reflect. It's not easy to get to the conference finals, and our organization knows that. We've been trying desperately to get back to the conference finals. That's not our ultimate goal. We get it, but you can still acknowledge the journey, how hard it is just to get to this point. That is why we brought Jimmy Butler here. That is why we put this team together with the veterans, you know, adding Andre and Jay, building around Gorn and Bam, having the young core was to try to do something in the playoffs. So it's not easy to get to the conference finals. Otherwise, every team would be doing it. And we've been at this for 25 years, you know, under the Riley Harrison leadership, and we've tried every single year, you know, to just get to this level. And it just shows you how competitive this league is. It doesn't happen every year, and we don't take it for granted, and we're grateful for the opportunity that we've had. It's been an extraordinary year. It's been there's been so much going on, and we're grateful to be a part of this this bubble and this opportunity.
That was Eric Spoelstra last night after the gentleman sweep of the Milwaukee Bucks to lift the Heat to the Eastern Conference Finals. We're up to John Crotty, one of the voices on the television broadcast for Fox Sports Sun for the Miami Heat. John, good morning, and welcome to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Zach, Joe, great to be on with you, man. What an amazing series the Heat played again. They just continue to impress and are basically the talk of the NBA right now.
John, let me ask you, if you were to ask Pat Riley over a cold beer and he's away from everybody, like Pat, you couldn't have known when we put this team together that it was going to be this good, the chemistry from 1 through 10 and everybody with their role and has had such a big part. He had no idea it was going to be this good, did he?
I think that's the magic. No, I really do. And you hit the key words. You know, it's chemistry. And it's coaching, too, getting the most out of the guys, putting them in a position to succeed. And what Spo does, I think, as well or better than anyone I've ever seen, is he really infuses confidence in his players. I mean, guys like Duncan Robinson and Kelly O, and just getting the most out of these guys and having them, you know, whatever the role is, accept it, play it to their, you know, utmost. And we're seeing an incredible result where, you know, everyone is just about winning. And it's a tough team to beat when they all believe in that and are willing to give of themselves and, you know, to achieve the ultimate prize.
John, we could sit here and we could talk about the performances by Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, a lot of the great players. How about Tyler Hero coming off the bench, playing big minutes, and just being really the spark off the bench? I mean, they're only playing four or five guys off the bench on a given night, usually four, but 14 points last night and not afraid to take any shot given to him. It's amazing watching him play.
He's grown more than anybody else, I feel, since the work stoppage. I mean, he's a guy who actually embraced the four-month layoff and really got better. He went in and worked on his game even more, but his confidence is just so, like, tangible. I mean, he just wants the ball in his hand. He wants to make plays. He's extremely ignitable. I mean, he's a guy who can just get hot and get going and, you know, is real bouncy out there. I mean, he's really fun to watch. The thing that I think he's gotten better at is his decision-making. It's not just shot-making. I mean, he made a pass, if you recall last night, where he saw Andre Iguodala go on backdoor, no-look pass, drew two defenders, hit him on the move. I mean, he's just making plays, and you see the confidence, the coaching staff's leaving him in the entire fourth quarter, basically. And he's making shots. Guys, he's set a rookie record making what's called clutch threes, where he's, in the last 5 minutes in a game at 5 points or less, he's made more threes at four or five already this postseason than any rookie in the history of the NBA. You know, he's someone who's earned his time because he's playing at such a high level, and he just really seems unfazed by, you know, the level of competition and the intensity of it all.
John, you ready to jump in our radio world a little bit, because we don't play the games, so we can look ahead and talk about things that sometimes you guys don't like to talk about. So here we go. Stay with me, John. If they keep winning and they take down Boston or Toronto, and they give one of the two L.A. teams in the finals fits or somehow win this thing or win a couple of games, don't you have to come back with the same team? Don't you go back and go, forget looking for another star piece. Let's go with this. This group's good. We got something special here. How do you think Pat and Mickey and Andy and Eric would treat that?
They respect what this core group has become and what they've, you know, how they've developed, but to think they're gonna sit on their hands and do nothing, Joe, I think would be naive too. I mean, you know, Pat's always searching to try to make the team a little bit better. And look, you know, you can bring in guys that you're developing, or, you know, maybe role players that can come in that can make a huge difference. But I
I'm talking about big piece.
I think the core group's special. I really do. And I think that's become pretty tangible. And then there's, you know, you always have to think about the salary cap ramifications, and you know, those are very real. So, you know, that will have to be figured out too. And that would be the biggest challenge, Joe, is trying to retain and keep everybody with that to work through, I think.
John, another guy that came in midseason, Jay Crowder. I know that he wasn't the front part of that trade. He was just kind of one of the other guys put in. He has played a very important role on this team, especially in the postseason so far, in the Indiana series and now in the Milwaukee series. This guy has seemed to be more important than just about anyone on the court when he's out there defensively, and now he's hitting three-pointers like he's been a three-point expert his whole life. I just don't understand it, but Jay Crowder's kind of play on this team postseason wise one of the most important, right?
Yeah, he's been a great two-way player, and he's always been a good three-point shooter, but I think what he's realizing and seeing is that this team is so unselfish that he's getting better quality shots than he's ever received in his life. And he's also has a coach who's, like, you know, looking at the stat sheet at the end of the game and saying, I wish he took five more. You know, I mean, as a player, you're like, really? I think that's pretty cool. And then defensively, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, he's become the go-to guy along with Jimmy and Andre Iguodala, but it's really been Jay who's starting on really the toughest offensive player on the other team. It was Giannis, you know, in Milwaukee. It was the shooter on Indiana who got hot. You know, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but the 6'8 shooter from NC State who played very well for them. And he's done a great job in terms of staying in front, of being physical. He can guard up, as what Coach Spo calls it, meaning he's so strong at 6'6", 230 pounds. You know, he can guard a point guard, but he can also guard a guy who's a power forward or a center, give up weight and size, but he's so strong and compact, he can stand his ground, and he just understands principles of how to put the guy in the worst position. He's done a great job. He's been a huge addition to the game.
Hey, John, for me, maybe the biggest surprise of the night, Giannis telling everybody it ain't happening, so you can stop right now. I'm staying right here in Milwaukee. I got work. I'm not looking for a shortcut. Were you a little blown away by that? He's about ready to get that max, 5-year, $254 million, but he made it clear he believes in Milwaukee, and there was no wondering down the road what he's going to do. He kind of put the fire out last night. Would that surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, I think it surprised me just because he's doing it that quick, right? I mean, typically – you're so, and you can appreciate this as a former player, you're emotionally involved when the team wins or loses. His season just ended. It obviously didn't go the way he wanted to. You know, he finishes with an injury. And to make that kind of statement, sometimes I think you need to step away, you know, give it 2 or 3 weeks, kind of just think about things and reflect, and then make a decision. But we'll wait and see. I mean, can change. You know, I mean,
you're not sold on that comment. I can hear his agent going, holy crap, Giannis, what the hell are you saying? Stop. We've seen in the last, and I know that we've been spotlighting it a lot, especially through the Miami Heat organization, the last 25 years for Pat Riley down here. I know we've been talking about it a lot. I know we started even the conversation with it. Puts Glenn Rice in a trade, brings in Zoe, Lamar Odom and Caron Butler, brings in Shaq, gets the big three. Could this possibly be his best work? Because he didn't do a lot, and he doesn't have a lot of superstars. What he's done with this team right now that he has?
What people don't realize is sometimes you get better by subtraction, too. And the moves that he was, you know, able to make from a salary perspective to get, you know, to have Deion and James Johnson, you know, kind of moved, and bringing in a guy like Jay Crowder and just being able to make those type of key moves sometimes. They're not like the biggest headline type moves, but it's made this team stronger, and it's given it more weapons, and it's put it in a better financial situation. I think that was significant. And then you always have with Pat Riley, you always have the opportunity to go after, you know, a bigger name, can maybe launch it quickly back into the finals discussion. And this team, to me, you have to give credit to Coach Spoelstra too. And, you know, he's a guy who never looks forward. He's a guy who just does his job and keeps his head down. I mean, people have to understand how good a coach he is, the way he's maximizing this team's strengths and hiding its weaknesses. It's a phenomenal coaching job by him, and it's amazing to me at times that his name isn't regularly in the coaching coach of the year type discussion. Right? I mean, it's mind-boggling how good a job he's doing with this group.
And when things don't go well, fan base is real fast to blame him. And when things are going great, we like to talk about how good the players are in Pat Riley. And you're right. There seems to be we forget about the key piece in the middle. That's Eric Spoelstra. I'm glad you came out and said that. By the way, real quickly, who you been more impressed with, the Clippers or the Lakers out west?
Clippers, I keep waiting for the – to me, I think the Clippers are really the strongest out west, but they've been, you know, choppy and inconsistent. And, you know, a lot of that is they had guys coming in and out of the bubble. They didn't have their full unit for a long period of time. But I see them coming on, guys. And I think, you know, when I look at their depth and I look at their ability to defend, I still think they're the one to beat out west.
Always great having you. Really appreciate you coming on with us this morning, John. Thank you, buddy.
Big Joe, always a pleasure. Zach, enjoyed it, my friend. You guys take care.
We'll make some money in that commercial real estate where you're killing it, man. You're doing great. I got that. We're leaving your personal stuff out of it, John.
All right, Joe, you got it. Love you too, buddy.
Joe Rose Show, just keeping you high in the morning with more heat highs and no lows, and they're going to keep you high tomorrow morning, getting you ready for that Hurricanes game, which you can also hear on 560 The Joe. Then some Dolphins action this Sunday, which you can hear here on 560 The Joe. We got it going on, coronavirus or not. As long as the coronavirus just kind of stays away. Stay away. Stay away. Don't stay away, though, from the Dan Lebatard Show.
I'm going to pass to Michael Doliak. Michael Doliak. He's gonna shoot like the defense doesn't exist, like it doesn't exist. Okay,
beautiful singing and let's go Heat next on the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. You know when you hear this song with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Hump to Bump, it's a hump day.
Boy, detective strong, taking a stroll down Love Street. Strolling, is that so wrong? Gonna get my coat bending, bump, bump, do body bump.
Not the worst hump day ever after the big Heat win last night. So the Dan Lebatard Show, they're down in South Beach. They're saying, let's go Heat. And the Heat, wait a second, they're not lovable underdogs, though. And then we get to some Michael Doliak songs for your listening pleasure.
Let's go Heat. Let's go.
Do you feel it?
Hey. Bad boys let's back go. Into the building.
Do you want it down Pat Riley?
How could let's you let
go.
This happen?
You feel it?
Let's go.
LeBron left.
Heat. Feel it.
Can you let's feel go. It?
LeBron left.
Heat.
Bosh had blood
caught.
And we're back.
Can I let's be. Go. It's Miami Heat. Let's go Heat.
We have two generations of Cody on with us. One of them is coughing because he's laughing too much. He's got spittle on his face for some reason. Greg Cody of the Miami Herald. Our thanks to Brendan Tobin of 790 The Ticket for that truly awful masterpiece that he sang right there about Tyler Hero, the 20-year-old baby-faced assassin. Greg Cody, why do you have spittle on your face from coughing?
I am heroically battling a cold right now, and I don't want anybody to know it because, you know, I don't like to make it all about me. A lot of people have a lot worse things going on in the world, as you may have heard the past several months, so I don't like to complain that I have a cold. I'm just toughing through it, Dan.
Right.
Okay.
Playing with pain, man.
Great. Thank you for doing that. You're not quite terrible enough when you're healthy. Now we've got sickness to add to the mix.
He's been sick since Sunday, too. Like, he came over to my house to play golf. Monday, it was Monday, actually. He was coughing. coughing. He had these yellow socks on. He was coughing. He didn't have a mask on. And people were avoiding Greg Cody at my golf course like he was the plague.
Is the plague. He's been sick like this not since Monday, but since 1979, it would appear.
In my defense, those were my yellow surgery socks from my major operation a year and a half ago, and they mean a lot to me.
You kept them?
Sorry.
What's that? Yeah, I kept them. I wear them at golf.
He claims
they don't help me.
He claims that they mean a lot to him, and his only time that he uses them or talks about them or touches them is when he plays golf. It's really odd.
These are thick wool socks. Like, you would wear these during a snowstorm, Dan. I'm not joking. As a layer, by the way.
Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Would you keep and wear your surgery socks while golfing a year and a half later? Billy is nodding his head vigorously.
Yeah, everyone keeps those hospital socks. Absolutely everyone. And if you have a family member or a friend or whatever that's in the hospital and you see sometimes there's extra socks just in the corner, when you visit them, you give them a balloon, you give them flowers or whatever, and you're like, hey, these extra socks, like, you want them or these up for grabs? Like, can I take these socks home? Like, what's the deal here? They're free socks, Dan. You don't take free socks. They're the best. And they're the kind of socks that, you know, you kind of decide which foot you want to put it in. You also decide, I want this one to be the top, this one to be the bottom, because they have that rubber grip on both sides that you don't slip and you don't fall. The next best socks to hospital socks, socks from trampoline parks. Those are basically shoes. The grips on those are insane.
No, Billy's right. The problem with Greg, though, is I have no objection to him holding on to the socks, keeping the socks. It's wearing them on a 107-degree day to play golf. I mean, that's my only objection.
The worst socks are the ones you get when you're trying on shoes at a shoe store, right? We can all agree there for ranking socks.
Slinks out of the picture.
I love when Chris Cody slinks out of the Zoom ashamed of what it is he's just added to the conversation. The Miami Heat, I don't know whether they're the national story today because LeBron did the thing last night where you can be amazed by what LeBron did, but the Heat have pulled off the biggest upset in their history in the playoffs, and Greg Cody is nominating them for America's team status right now. Greg Cody of the Miami Herald covered the game last night by sitting in front of his television in his underwear and then going to a computer in his underwear and writing an old-timey column. In that column, have you proclaimed the Miami Heat America's team?
I didn't in the column, but I am exclusively right now on your air because, you know, LeBron is always going to be the national story, right? But I think the Heat are the feel-good story. I think the Heat are a team, and I'm not just talking about South Florida and Miami. I think the Heat are a team that America can get behind. They've got all the elements. They've got Jimmy Butler proving that he's elite, that he's top level, not a secondary star. They've got Bam Adebayo just blossoming in front of us. They've got Goran Dragic, a reserve all season, now starting and shining. Tyler Hero. Who has a guy whose last name is Hero? This is the Miami Heat. I mean, this is a team you get behind. And I think it's a fun team. They're the first five seed to reach a conference final since 2013. I think it's a great little story happening down here.
Lest you think that Greg Cody is the biggest Heat homer in the world.
Boys, they should be the national story. They're not going to be. First Take, that's how you know what a national story is. Whatever leads the A block with First Take.
It's LeBron.
And it's LeBron. And after that, it's going to be about Giannis. It's going to be about the teams that the Miami Heat beat, unless maybe it's Boston, because I don't think Jason Tatum is at that superstar level where we start questioning everything he does. I will push back on the notion that they're a lovable underdog. They're an underdog, but Jimmy Butler isn't out here to be lovable. You know, this is an angry team. And I think for the most part, people aren't happy that the Miami Heat are back out there in the Eastern Conference Finals. They've spent the majority of their basketball loving lives not liking this Miami Heat team. I don't really think they're going to rally around Jimmy Butler now, who, in terms of villains in the NBA, is one of the top-notch baddies.
Plus, America's team, lovable underdogs, can never be a team that's run by Pat Riley. It's not going to happen. It will never, ever happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not 25 years from now. America will never get behind that man.
They are going to be the lowest seed advancing. We're going to get probably chalk, except for them. They have disrupted the bubble in a sport where the team that is best is the one that advances almost predictably like a metronome. What has just happened here is the Bucks season has fallen apart for all the reasons reasons that people doubted them to begin with. Playoff basketball is half court basketball. This is an epic failure for the Milwaukee Bucks to have that regular season and end up as a team out in the second round to a team in Miami that no one expected to be in that situation before the season started. And they lost with the best player on the court, indisputably. No matter how good you think Jimmy Butler is, they indisputably lost with the MVP, the defensive player of the year, and the best player on the basketball court. We're going to talk more Miami Heat next, but we've got more Greg Cody Homer talk here. A Sui category for you. One of two that we're giving you today. We'll be giving you a couple every day this week. The Suis are our Oscars, and it's basically as random as can be with this particular category. We got to singing Michael Doliak songs around here. It was weird, and it sounded like this.
And now, the Sui nominees for Best Michael Doliak Song. Terrible. Listener Ben, Return of the Mac.
Return of Doliak, you know that he's not whack. It's Michael Doliak, and he's taking it to the rack. Return of Doliak, I think he played with Shaq. Yes. That's Michael Doliak, and he never smokes the crack.
Oh, no!
Listener, Chandelier.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, swish. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, swish. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, swish. Throw them up till I lose count. I'm gonna pass to Michael Doliak. Michael Doliak. He's gonna shoot like the defense doesn't exist. Like it doesn't exist. Okay,
just leave me alone.
Listener Brendan, Ice Ice Baby.
Step back, shoot the J and listen. Doliak is back with a brand new invention. Something got the hold of him tightly. Average 15 minutes a game nightly. Will I ever stop? Yo, I don't know. He had a cup of coffee with the Nugs and Ofo.
Listener Phil, my neck, my back.
My neck, my back, my Michael Doliak.
TV producer Lorenzo Rodriguez, yakety yak.
He played with Leitner and backed up Shaq. Was great with rebounds and put back. Had tons of wildest down the floor. He don't play back here, bar no more. Michael Yak, don't talk back.
That's good.
Yeah, that was good.
Listener Joe, staying alive.
Joe, you're on ESPN Radio. Go ahead.
All right, thanks a lot. I didn't know. I'll give you the verse then. I didn't know we were
just
doing
just get to it. Let's go.
This guy's right. Amazing.
Well, you can tell by the name on my jersey. I'm Michael Doliak. Michael Doliak. Play for the Heat for 3 seasons. Michael Doliak. Doliak. My.
Listener Matt, get by with a little help from my friends.
What would you do if I took it to the hoop? Would you stand up and try to block me? Play some defense and I'll back it out. I will try to hit it from the top of the key. Oh, Doliak is by with a little help from Ray LaFrance.
Yes!
Absolutely beautiful. Speaking of absolutely beautiful, Hawk and Crowder.
The story is crazy. It's just normal vasectomy story, but I don't know if anybody knows the story, so I'll tell y'all how it happens.
Okay, maybe not beautiful. In fact, cringeworthy. Oh, but you're going to want to hear that story and also celebrate game 5 on the Best of the Joe Show. This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, always on social media. Seriously, it's part of my job, but it's also a whole lot of fun. At Dan Day Radio, especially on Twitter. Hit me up! Stalk me. It'll be awesome. It'll be cool. We'll have fun. What's more fun than Hawk and Crowder now? Weekdays from 2 to 6 right here on 560? Nothing.
So earlier they got into it talking about we own game five, five, five. Crowder's got a vasectomy story. And praying, praying for the Eastern Conference Finals and the Heat.
Crystal, Jimmy Butler says he only cares about winning. He went to the Heat. So I don't even know how those two sentences marry each other.
First of all, Joy, they have two undrafted players in their starting five.
And?
They can't shoot.
You think that was the right move to leave Philly and go to Miami for him personally?
I think it's absolutely the wrong move.
Jimmy Butler, look, I'm just going to be honest. My opinion, a very selfish move for him to leave a team when you talk about the 76ers who possibly had an ability to go and win, especially in the Eastern Conference.
And then you go to Miami. Miami's not going to be better than Philadelphia.
Playoffs?
You say they may, maybe not.
Does he make the playoffs next year?
Well, that was determined, Amy, that was a lie. No, Jimmy Butler will not make the playoffs.
Listen, Jimmy Butler's a great athlete. They play. It's
just also have two All-Stars.
And then nobody else who can shoot. Who can shoot? Who can shoot? Who can shoot?
There is nobody in the Miami Heat who is significant unless they win. And Miami is not going to win.
Kind of a loser move for me, but hey. Best of luck to you, Jimmy. Ball out.
Here are Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat in.
Can book a vacation.
Sure, I believe the Miami Heat will be going home in the first round.
Crystal, Jimmy Butler says he only cares about winning. So he went to the Heat.
They have two undrafted players in their starting five.
Kind of a loser move for me.
So guess what? If I have to eat my words, then he is going to have a first round exit.
And Miami is not going to win.
Butler trying to drive, finds Totter, wide open three, got it to go. Out now to Totter, in rhythm for three, got it to go. Totter hits it from downtown. Oh my, wasn't passing that at all. Now back with it will come Totter. Great no-look pass to Iguodala. What a beautiful play by Tyler Hero. Totter goes all the way in. Tyler off the glass, got it to go, and fouled, and he'll go to the line, a chance for the three-point play.
Adetokunbo eliminated.
I mean, this series brought out the best in the Heat, and it brought out the best in Solana.
Culture,
oh,
baby.
He's got that culture.
Got it.
Solana's got the culture.
Section 115, baby.
Represent. Crank it up, Solana. Make some noise. Let's go, Heat Nation. Yeah. Felt this good in a long time, right?
For real.
For real. No joke. I mean, we have the real life stuff on top of this. This feels great.
We haven't been this close to a championship in a long time in South Florida.
For real. Crank it up, Solana. I'm feeling good today, man. Heat are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Pat Riley put together a roster. Eric Spoelstra coaching them up, and Jimmy Butler doing his thing. Tyler Hero doing his thing. Bam Adebayo. Like, a whole bunch of guys that I personally did not expect. Like, I remember saying for an entire offseason, well, Bam will always be a serviceable big, but he's never going to be an all-star. He's a legit all-star. Like, that's not a one-year mistake where you have, you know, where you play out of your mind.
Let's
and,
go!
And like,
winning!
This dude's Woo! Real.
Oh, and the young boys. Hero, baby. Young yep. Hero. With the swag, with the braids to the back, with the wave cap on. He done got this Miami in him 100%, and I do believe we talked about it. Jimmy Butler being around a Duncan and being around a Hero, their self-esteem is through the roof.
Yeah.
Everybody's balling.
Now, Crowder was out yesterday getting a vasectomy. Are you different? Are you a different person?
I still can make babies, but it changed me. What happened to me yesterday did change me as a human.
What do you mean? What happened? Why can you still make babies?
Because I'll go to the end of the story. They couldn't perform the procedure.
The story is crazy. It's just normal vasectomy story, but I don't know if anybody knows the story, so I'll tell y'all how it happens. I have so much, either it's scar tissue from, I had, what, four hernia surgeries and one cleanup. There's so much scar tissue in my lower pelvis groin area that they couldn't find one of the tubes. So they have to cut in through the scar tissue because they can't do it normal. So he was like, there's no reason to cut one tube knowing I have to come back later on and cut the other tube. Let's just schedule your full appointment so you can go under full anesthesia.
Oh, so they got to do it like more of a surgery.
He was like, and I can't cut into that scar tissue with you awake because you're going to feel that and you're not going to like me afterwards. And I said, yes, sir, let's reschedule. But then he snuck in, well, the mask could, it's probably scar tissue, but it could be something else. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh, no.
Excuse me, what is that? What do you mean by that? So he was saying, yeah, whatever is holding the little tube or they can't find the tube, it could be, you know, I guess he was insinuating waiting to cancer or whatever like that. So then that scared me. But then he says, maybe you were born with one tube. And I said, well, doc, I was born with one kidney, so my body might have evened it out with just having one vas deferens tube. And he looked at me like I was crazy, and he told the nurse to cash me out. So,
boy,
yeah.
Your body is something. Oh, there it is. There's the, what is that? The what is it
Geiger
called?
Counter.
Geiger counter. I was going to say Giga counter. There's the Geiger counter. We did find out many years ago, Crowder grew up around Three Mile Island, and yes, he's only got one kidney. And this is what happens. Now, hold on. Start that Geiger counter again, because I just want to start, you know, around his shoulders, which have generally been pretty healthy. But we know the kidney area, it really starts to go off. Now, Solana, if you could bring it down to the nether regions a little bit, and we'll just see if there's a... Uh-oh. There is some significant radiation. Play the heat celebratory music. I don't even know what that means. All right. Well, we're glad you're okay, and we're rooting for a good outcome here.
It's going to be a good outcome. Want me to tell you the beginning of the story that really gets interesting, or do you want to wait on that? I don't know if we have
enough. Let's wait on that. That's okay. Called a tease, a radio tease. Yes. We'll get to the actual vasectomy story. Did you hear yesterday while you were out getting your procedure that turned into not being a procedure, Solana's magical 5-game sweep song?
No.
You didn't hear this? This is a legit. This is an earworm. I have been singing it. It made all the sense in the world last night. This is Solana's masterpiece, as far as I'm concerned. The 5-game gentleman sweep.
Five game gentleman sweep
for the Miami Heat.
Five game gentleman sweep.
Trust me, that's going to be in your head for 24 hours. 24 hours.
So you meant good by good and terrible. I see what you're saying.
Good and terrible. We had people saying that they were going to never listen to the show if I played it again yesterday. I must have played it 35 times yesterday. And the person that was saying that they would never listen to the show again was Dono. So he was really, he was honked off like a goose.
I don't want to gloat too much, fellas, but I think you owe it to me. I said it on this show. I called it, and I sang it. Heat in 5 versus the Bucks. Can you give me the credit, please? I'm looking for the credit.
All the credit in the world, buddy. Okay. All the credit in the world. You've been bringing it strong. You have been a huge Heat supporter. Go ahead. Play your 5-game footlong.
Five game,
gentlemen,
sweep.
It's an earworm.
Five game. Five game, gentlemen, sweep.
For the Miami Heat.
It's your day, Solana.
Yeah, just wanted to get it out of the way.
But enjoy this day, because then we got to get back to work. We've got a series ahead of us.
Ah, oh, come on. You're scared of little Brad Stevens and the Celtics. Oh, get out of here, Brad Stevens. Looks like he's 12 years old. Looks like he's 12 years old. Get out of here.
Baby voice Nick Nurse. Don't baby voice the Celtics.
I'm praying to Hashem for the Raptors. Hashem!
Give us Norman and Fred again, please.
Right. Hashem, I want to talk to you about Norman and Fred. And this way, Hashem thinks I'm talking about something at Temple. You know, Hashem! It's Norman and Fred again. What, Birnbaum and Schwartz? No, Van Vliet and Powell. What? He put me on hold.
The Heat eliminate the Bucks.
Birnbaum's always going to be a funny name, right?
103-94 was your Game 5 score. Heat wrap up the series 4-1. They await the winner of the Celtics-Raptors series. They play tonight, Game 6. That's at 6:30 p.m. Boston leads 3-2, so they can wrap up tonight.
Keep those prayers going. We need to win, win, win. We get the Heat winning in the Eastern Conference Finals. We get a Hurricanes win tomorrow against UAB. You can listen to it here on 560 The Joe. We get a Dolphins win this coming Sunday against the Patriots. Once again, right here on 560 The Joe. Pre-game, post-game, whole game. The whole, pardon the pun, 9 yards. Thanks for spending time with me this evening. I will not be back on air tomorrow night because we got a Hurricanes game, like I said. But if you want to hear the podcast, I'm going to make you one. It's going to be fun. We're going to step into the day spa. We're going to play back some of the best stuff that you've heard here on the radio station 560 The Joe. All you have to do, go wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free, the radio.com app, or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. I am on Twitter if you have any questions, at Dan Day Radio. And you know what this is, the best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.